It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting caught fooling around. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com, click on live broadcast. Of course, since the old COVID, you can also watch us on the Davin's Den page on Facebook Live. We are like any bacterial organism. We adapt. That's what we do. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the man who keeps Mr. Coffee and Mr. Car, Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
We're just cheery like you. And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. See, Pip's a ray of sunshine. That's what you got to love about Pip. A ray of sunshine.
I'm a ray of sunshine, too.
Where, in a toilet bowl? Where you're no ray of sunshine. You're a miserable SOB.
Don't say that. No, he's not. You have seen his cute little deer posts, certainly.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know why the deer come around?
Let me tell you something. The deer are getting used to me. I came out to feed one of them this morning, and she was waiting for me. And I'm like, stay right there. She wouldn't run away. She waited. And I threw out some food, and she stayed there, and I called her a baby. And it was really nice. And then I put on Too Cute on the Animal Planet on Channel 57, and the other deer come by, so we watched Too Cute, me and the deer, as I get dressed for work.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna be 59 in a week. Do you understand me?
Oh, your birthday is this week. Happy birthday, Joe!
Happy birthday, Joe! Oh my God! Wow, so soon! Yay!
For your birthday, I got you a sound defeat in the April Fool's game. That's what you were getting for your birthday. A bitch.
I thought that was my birthday present to you, Davin.
It is.
Actually, it'll be my birthday on the show next week.
On Tuesday?
Yeah, next Tuesday's my birthday.
You're just trying to get extra happy birthdays out of us. Don't fucking waste our time now.
Well, I just mentioned it. You jumped to the happy birthday.
All right, have a miserable week, you son of a bitch. We'll deal with your birthday next week. What do you want me to tell you?
Happy birthday on the day.
I don't know. Should we let Joe pick all the topics for next week for his birthday?
Well, you know what?
Joe's like, no.
I'm a curmudgeon about this because, my birthday's in December, and the big guy steals my thunder every friggin' year. So I'm a little bitter about birthdays.
Well, in his defense, he accomplished a lot more in a lot less time. But all right, let's move on.
Debatable, but
go on. No. People risk getting the COVID to fucking see him. Nobody risks shit to see you, so...
Lisa 2i in our chat has the same birthday as Joe.
Oh well, we wish Lisa a sincere happy birthday.
Yes, we do.
Let's move on, Joe. We tolerate on the show our annual Biggest Fools of the Past Year countdown. Oh, we got so many categories. We got sports. We got entertainment. We got politics. We got Florida, which was added last year, and an overall fool where you can pick. Anything. I always love doing this. Now, lot of documentation here, kids. I have a lot of documentation. Now, I will say there is one category I do not feel good about my choice. Like, I do not feel like I have a strong candidate. So I will be relying on my argument skills or you guys fat poor choices or you'll agree. But I might have to surrender. I might have to surrender. One category I don't feel good about. So we will see.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I'll also do scamming scammers. But, so let's, you know what? There's much show to do tonight. So let me cue up the music for this. I almost forgot we have music because we only play it once a year. But it's a fun little ditty, and it's one that Joe did not make, as luck would have it. But maybe one day we'll make Joe make it. But not. But today's not the day. Let's play that.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Davin's Den fans across the world. Welcome to the biggest April Fools, where Davin, Pip, and I count down the biggest fools of the year.
When right. It happens, I think.
All right, here we go. Well, Joe, since it's not really a birthday but a week away, would you like the honors of kicking us off with our first athletic fool of the ceremonies?
Yeah, why not? Hold on.
As long as you, I hate when a show sneaks up on you.
I do, too.
The show caught Joe unawares.
Oh, it always catches me unawares. I'm like, what?
I did not know how we were doing the running order. Sorry about that. All righty. Former NFL running back Mark Walton arrested after a Pizza Hut disturbance. This was February 2nd of this year, kids. Former NFL running back Mark Walton is in trouble again, getting arrested Sunday night for an alleged altercation at a Pizza Hut restaurant in Miami. The 23-year-old Walton was charged with trespassing and disorderly conduct after attempting to break a glass window, getting into a fight with a family member who then tried to restrain him. Andy Slater of Fox 64 South Florida first reported, based on a police report of the incident. The 23-year-old former University of Miami star didn't appear in any NFL games during 2020 after spending one season with the Chiefs Bengals and one with the Miami Dolphins. Walton told police Sunday that he was disrespected over the phone by one of the employees at the pizza chain while placing an order. When he arrived, he learned his order had then been canceled and then started banging on the windows, trying to pull on the door to gain entry to the business to confront one of the employees, according to the report. Walton's cousin required medical attention, according to the witnesses, and after he was injured while attempting to restrain the running back, which must have been a hell of a job, trying to restrain a running back in a pizza hut. Walton has been... Now, Walton, yeah, right? You try to get that.
I'm picturing it.
Yeah, you know, you just ruin the hut. Just don't ruin me. Walton has been arrested 3 times in early 2019 on weapons, drugs, and battery charges in Miami, earning a 4-game suspension from the NFL because that won't be tolerated. because he violated the league's player conduct and drug policies. And yeah, that would do it. That would do it. While serving that ban, Walton was busted again in November, because he had sweet time, for allegedly punching his pregnant girlfriend.
Ooh.
The Dolphins released him because that was too much. But aggravated battery charges were dropped when Walton, May of last year. So that is my biggest fool athlete for 2020.
You know what's nice about that kickoff is that actually could have fallen under Florida, man. It was actually like a twofer, but right there.
Yeah, I guess
some things up my sleeve. Well, listen, we've all been hangry. We all know how bad it is when you're expecting some nice delicious pizza, or in this case whatever Pizza Hut serves, and it's not given to you. Perfectly rational behavior when one is denied their stuffed crust pizza. What?
I don't think so.
No? I've seen you hangry. You're not to be messed with.
And I've seen you go to 15 different Subway stores that were closed on Easter looking for a tuna.
Correct.
And going absolutely bullshit over it.
You've proven my point. When you have your little heart and your little tum-tum set on something, it can be, you know, there's no reasoning with somebody.
You're not as bad a gentleman as this fella here, but you're both fucking nuts.
Fine, but that just proves my point. It can happen to anybody. All right, Pip. Yeah. Let's see what you got for your athlete.
I'm sorry. All I can think about now is this giant dog with all these little chihuahuas hanging on it, trying to stop him from coming into the store.
What?
Let me tell you something. You want to come in, wreck the fucking place. Throw all the fucking pizza and garlic nuts you want. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I don't know if pizza has garlic nuts.
Wreck the joint. I'm out.
Yeah. Well, listen. The workers of Pizza Hut, they're protecting the hut. They're doing their job. They're protecting and not serving in this case.
Good kids. Yes. Okay. Mine is a duo, which I'll ask the judges if that's allowed, but I think that this, you'll see what I mean.
The ambiguously gay duo.
Go ahead.
I just said the ambiguously gay duo.
Well, that might be another thing they're up to, but this was what they were up to. In May of 2020,
okay.
Quentin Dunbar and DeAndre Baker are accused of armed robbery.
Let me stop you right here. All charges were dropped against DeAndre Baker.
Okay.
Now I don't know about the other guy, but this was a big deal. This was on my radar for quite a long time, and I believe the charges were dropped.
Okay. Well,
DeAndre Baker.
The charges may have been dropped, but it seems like, in actual fact, according to the story.
Well, there's been a lot. There's been a lot of stories since May, my dear. DeAndre Baker was on my radar very early. I scouted DeAndre Baker, much like the New York Giants did when they made him a first round draft pick last year. I scouted Baker. He was on. This is why I know this story so well. So you may go forward, but it has some inherent weaknesses.
Okay. The Miramar, Florida Police Department announced on social media that it has issued arrest warrants for Giants quarterback DeAndre Baker
cornerback.
And Seahawks
cornerback.
Dunbar.
Cornerback, not quarterback, cornerback. Corner.
Cornerback.
Corner.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said quarterback.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Baker faces four counts of armed robbery with a firearm and four counts of aggravated assault with a firearm. Dunbar faces four counts of armed robbery with a firearm. The players attended a party at a private residence Wednesday night when an argument ensued, and Baker drew a semi-automatic firearm, according to the arrest affidavit. With Baker directing, Dunbar helped collect more than $11,000 in cash, an $18,000 Rolex watch, a $25,000 Hublot, I don't know how to say it because I'm not rich, watch, and a $17,500 Audemars Piguet, another watch I don't know how to say, and other valuables from partygoers.
You'll never be on the lives of the rich and famous.
I know, because I have no idea how to pronounce these fancy labels.
Then he wound up getting a brand new Lamborghini.
I know. It's like if I win the lottery, I'm going to be one of those hee-haw contestants that is just like. Is a what?
It's a dictionary?
No, I need somebody to tell me how to pronounce things. I don't know where you go for this.
Pipty, how set are you on you finishing this story?
I'm set on it.
All right. It has
at one point.
You're not going to have a happy ending. It's not a happy ending for you, my dear.
Wait a second now. The NFL and the Giants both said they were aware of the matter,
mm-hmm.
and they were both told that they had, they're both arrested
mm-hmm.
because they were at a party robbing the guests.
I understand.
And so I think that this is incredibly foolish because, number one, they're very known people.
Correct.
Not to me because I don't watch sports. But, I mean, they're people who everybody would know who they were. It's not like they burst in there with masks. They're in there and they're like, there's some argument, which I don't know what that has to do with robbing people. I mean, unless you get pissed off and you decide, you know what, I want all the watches up in this bitch. But,
If you ever come to my house, I know one thing. I'm going to put all my unpronounceable shit away. If they can't pronounce it or Pip can't pronounce it, it's
no, I would leave it out so they can struggle to try to sound it out. I would and leave a dictionary. You know, that's what I would do.
I I make no pretense to knowing how to pronounce expensive labels, knowing anything about French whatsoever, if that's the language those are in, or knowing anything about athletes, unless it's they're in the Yankees. So this is my contestant for the foolish athlete, of the year.
And my contention for the foolish lawyer in the April Fool's contest is Pip Helix. She did not do enough research on this story. A lawyer representing three of the alleged robbery victims has also been charged with extortion. So the people who are the alleged victims are being charged with extortion. This whole thing was fucking made up. That's why I said, do you want to consider that, continue this? But Pip strode bravely into the great abyss, knowing that it was going to end badly for her. She said, nay, Rosenblatt claims to know this story. Rosenblatt claims to know how this turns out. But I shall continue, having stopped my research in May.
I wanted to make my case before you shot it down.
I did. The police did.
Gavin?
Yes.
Gavin, when you wrote that story with the information on there, could you tell us what was stolen because somebody else couldn't?
Listen, my friend, only one of us gets to be made fool of story, and that has been Pip twice on the same fucking story. So I will not embarrass myself by attempting to mispronounce or pronounce those words correctly. I will let Pip own that fucking story all herself. Like I said, I did. The best part was, Pip, I know how this turns out. It's going to end badly. Do you want to continue? Oh, yes, I do. Okay.
I insist.
No. I stopped my research in May with one story. Rosenblatt's giving me a lifeline, but I don't trust him. I'm going to keep going. All right.
Well, you just said a mouthful.
I saw the story during the week, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, it's two guys, and this happened, and that happened, you know, and Don Corleone said this, and Don Corleone said that, so I'm like, I'll pass on the story.
Well, DeAndre Baker was on my list very early, and I was heartbroken to see that it was all bullshit, because it would have made my job easier. But, that being said, I came up with a whole list of sports stupidity this year, much more than I usually did, much to sift through. But then sometimes, at the last moment, if you just hold the course, somebody so fucking foolish bursts onto the scene that you go, my piece de la resistance.
Yeah. That's the greatest thing, is if you're like, and then all of a sudden, thank you, my friend. Thank you for being so colossally stupid.
This happened last week. There are hundreds of thousands of words in the Merriam-Webster's hardcover dictionary, plus an infinite number of expressions, the team names, and admired athletes that aren't in the massive book. Yet, with so many options at his disposal, the head football coach at Duxbury High in Massachusetts reportedly went with Auschwitz, Hitler, and Holocaust for some of the audible calls. Yes, Pip, that's the reaction I want. For those that are not watching, Pip is covering her mouth. She knows two paragraphs in, the fix is in. Auschwitz, as in the Nazi concentration and extermination camp where at least 1.1 million Jewish people were mercilessly killed during World War II. Hitler, as in the man who ordered the construction of death camps like Auschwitz. Holocaust, as in one of the worst atrocities in human history. Of all the words available to him, these are the ones that Dave Mamarone had his Duxbury players use. The problem with audibles is that it's pretty easy for people at a game to hear them, especially in COVID times when attendance is extremely limited. That was the case earlier this month. The Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association pushed the football season back due to the pandemic when Duxbury played Plymouth North. Plymouth players and coaches heard the terms, and district officials went to Duxbury officials about the offensive play call choices. After initially being suspended for the Dragons' next game, this week, Duxbury Public Schools fired Merriman, who had been coached since 2005 and won five MIAA Super Bowls. The team's game this week has been canceled, and the remainder of the season is in doubt. Merriman said, as a special education teacher, sometimes I'm the special one. No, as a special education teacher and a coach with a multiracial family, I have a lengthy record of helping students and athletes of all races, religions, and capabilities to become the best they can be, he said in a statement released through a PR firm. I view the football field in particular to be the largest classroom in the school. Sometimes I teach history in the middle of fucking a game. Why not? And have developed an inclusive program that welcomes all except Jews and makes part of the team. Any student who wishes to participate, except Jews except and people Jews. That might be offended by the Holocaust. What makes it worse is that while Merriman's statement seemed to intimate that the audibles used in the March 12th game were a one-time thing, at least one former Duxbury player told the Boston Globe those terms have been used in practices for years, but not in games. If Duxbury used the audibles like Auschwitz in practice, but never before in a game, Merriman knew it was wrong to do. He's like, well, this is pretty shitty. But you know what? Now's the time to reveal it, because Rosenblatt has April Fool's coming up, and he's gonna need a contestant. On his Twitter profile, I did a little bonus research on his Twitter profile, he has the following quote. There is only one way to avoid criticism. Do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. That's from Aristotle. That's what he is. And I also put, don't use Nazi terms as audibles. That's another good way to avoid criticism right there.
Oh, my God. I'm like, when the Japanese exchange student showed up, did he yell, Hiroshima?
Pip, that's when you're audibling for a bomb. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, shut up. That's damn good. On the fly.
That
don't
was
you make
really
that.
Good.
So...
Oh my God! But this why? Why do people continue to do this?
Why does anybody on our April Fool's countdown do the things they do? There's no logical reason to do it. That's why they're here tonight. So See, not only does this guy harm himself, he's harming minors. He's fucking harming minors. And he knows better. He knows better. Well, I'm a teacher, and the class and the football field's the biggest classroom. Yes, but unless instead of calling a running play, you're gonna bring out the film strip on fucking World War II, this is not the time nor the place. How foolish is this guy? It's bad enough he's doing it in practice, but he's like, this isn't stupid enough. Nobody's complained about me. Hey, this is a sparsely attended game. Now would be a great time to yell out, Auschwitz! Auschwitz! 49, 42, 41, hike!
Wait a minute. Did you say hike?
I said hike, not Heil. I said hike, not Heil.
No, that's not where I was going for. Well, just making sure.
Oh, no, Pip. That was not that was an H, not a K.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Just making sure what I heard.
In my mind, and you guys can challenge me on this if you want, but on my mind, with the good coach Marmarone, your pal is on the board with the athletes. I think I have the biggest fool in sports of the past year.
I don't know about that. And I mean, in my case, I mean, the guy was in repeated trouble, and there was trespassing. There was no trespassing in your case.
No, Joe, there was no trespassing in my case. There was just yelling anti-Semitic shit in the middle of a football game and having the kids do it. That's all there was. There was no trespassing, although I'm sure some good defense was played.
But was malice meant in what they were yelling? I mean, obviously it wasn't the brightest thing to yell, but was malice meant in what they were yelling?
I don't know, Joe. Why would you yell Auschwitz and Hitler in the middle of a football game?
No, but what I'm saying is, in this story, there was some malice in here, making the guy look foolish.
Well, he did harm a door.
And harm somebody else. And he got upset over a pizza.
Yes, he did get upset over a pizza. And I got upset over a tuna fish sandwich. And you get upset at waking up.
I have gotten that upset at the sass that you get on the phone or in person from in stores, when you're ordering something and somebody gets smart with you. I have gotten that mad, but I've never actually carried it through and driven to the store and, like, gone mental on the person.
Like a fool. Like a fool you would do that. This guy's the biggest fool.
Yeah, he's got a little extra tea, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, Joe. I, I think that it's a really good case of foolishness, but whenever you bring in the Nazi stuff, it kind of pushes it right over the edge, because it's foolish in this day and age to still be throwing around Nazi stuff, especially in a school, and making kids say it. Like, there is malice.
Yeah, they're kind of yeah. And here's the thing. It's not like, well, the Nazis were known for their passing game. Nay. They were known for their gassing game. There's no place in football for Nazis. You're never playing the Germantown Krauts. You're never playing that game.
Well, there's one significant correspondence between the two. Afterwards, everybody gets sent to the showers.
That is true, Pip. That is how you brought it. They all do get sent to the showers. But, you know, in this case, they got to leave.
Because there's no place in football for now, because when they're going out for a piss, they're all
going to
be like this.
Oh, my God. Joe's giving the Heil.
Why aren't the Duxbury players fast? Why aren't the Duxbury players fast? It's hard to run when you're goose stepping.
I'm just supporting his contention that, you know, Nazis can't play football. That'd be the first one. Go out for a pass there, Himmler, and he's giving up the high Hitler and the ball flies right there. It's like nine.
No, it wouldn't be nine. That's good.
How long for it till a first down? Nine. Okay. Yeah,
if they did have like a victory parade, I mean, the Nazis were good throwing that, you know, so maybe you want to have them handle the preparations and stuff like that, but nonetheless, you know.
They love marching.
Well, this team had been successful in the past, but they're not going to be successful with this guy no more. And like I said, he considers the football field the biggest fucking classroom. So he feels like he's teaching lessons. What lesson are you teaching with yelling Auschwitz? It's not like we go, all right, guys, huddle up. What, you're going to give us a new play? No, let me tell you about Auschwitz, fellas. Let me tell you what happened there, and then we'll go back to the game. That's not happening. It's not like, oh, it's a teachable moment. That's not happening. They're just yelling anti-Semitic shit.
It was a teachable moment, though, because he said, boys, this is what happens when you bring all that Hitler shit into the workplace.
Yeah. I'm going to show you what not to do.
It was a very teachable moment.
That's what happens when you bring all that Hitler shit. Damn signs all over the place. Everybody's two-stepping around, can't get a damn thing done. Then they go to turn the football game, and they got the Nazis in there to keep this in the passes because they're going like this. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on.
And that's how Joe became the new coach of Duxbury High School.
I'm just saying.
I'm not going to have any of that shit. Clear!
Oh, no! Oh, now, kids, here's another teaching moment. This is another way you get fired when you're a teacher.
Fired? What the hell for?
I think we have to move on, but I mean, really. Is this really even a contest? There's no contest. There's no contest here.
Now, if I'm
judging... That's the whole point of the show.
Well, yes.
And if I'm judging, I think that the... I can't believe I'm saying this, but the Nazis win.
Yay for Hitler! Something you should never say out loud. Yay for Hitler. Never good. All right, I am on the board. We will let Pip go first with her celebrity.
Went first last time.
No, Joe went first.
No, I did.
Went first. Joe went first.
Oh, no, I lie.
Wow,
God,
Pip,
the Alzheimer's kicking in.
Pip is really struggling right out of the gates. She's got a a story that ends badly for her, and she can't keep track of three people. Wow.
I can't. It's very sad. Okay. My celebrity is Mr. Pillow Guy himself.
Interesting. Okay. Okay.
So I think I can't scroll down fast enough. Dominion Voting Systems filed a $1.3 million defamation lawsuit Monday, well, this is a while ago, against founder and CEO of Minnesota-based MyPillow, saying that Mike Lindell falsely accused the company of rigging the 2020 presidential election. The lawsuit filed in federal court in the District of Columbia alleges that Lindell ignored repeated warnings from Dominion, a voting technology company that has filed similar lawsuits against Donald Trump lawyers Rudolph Giuliani and Sidney Powell. Dominion accuses Lindell of repeatedly telling what the lawsuits label the big lie, that the company used its technology to steal the election from Trump. No amount of money can repair the damage that been done by these lies, which are easily disproved. Hundreds of documents, audits, and recounts have proven that Dominion machines accurately counted votes. We look forward to proving these facts in a court of law, the lawsuit says. The MyPillow guy, known from his TV commercials, has welcomed the lawsuit and said the discovery process will prove him right. It's all a very good day. I've been looking forward to them finally suing, says Lindell, who went to the White House to promote his theories in the final days of the Trump administration. Mm. There was no widespread fraud in the election, as we know. And I think that Lindell promoting the big lie and being famous for being sued for $1.3 billion is our biggest celebrity fool.
Well, I will second, but
let
I will start.
Let me ask you a question. How much are the? How much is the suing him for?
1.6, 1.3, or 1.3
billion.
But you know, this was just added today. He says that by August, Donald Trump will be president again. So there you go.
That was another story that I saw that he pretty much figured that Donald Trump will be back. He's just had such a career of making himself look like an idiot. And so I think that he's pretty much pushed himself into the forefront this year.
Now, I will say that guy was
for that money that he's being sued for, all he's got to do is sell four pillows and he'll pay it off. You ever see how expensive those damn things
are? The pillows are like $50 and they're not that good. The pillow, I have several of them. They're not good.
A lot of other pillow companies have stepped up and said, no, we have better pillows. And people are so turned off that big box companies have stopped selling them. So he's taken a huge hit for his big mouth.
He has. My question of this would be...
It's a pillow fight. Very nice
good
joke.
Good little joke. You landed. Good little jokey joke. Oh, you made it.
Here's a little jokey joke.
This guy was on my radar. But is he a celebrity? That was my question. Is this guy really a celebrity?
Absolutely. He's been on my pillow commercials forever.
Yeah, but anybody can make a commercial.
I'm a celebrity.
What?
I don't understand.
I'm a celebrity.
I mean, because I had a comedian a couple of years ago that was widely known to podcasters and comedians, and you guys ruled it wasn't a celebrity, so I lost on that merit in that category.
I would say that if you say, they might not necessarily know his name, but everybody knows who the MyPillow guy is. I think that even, you know, if we were arguing with you that this guy is too small potatoes to be considered a celebrity.
He's a celebrity.
Thank you, Joe.
Celebrity.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Mine is Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan.
Ooh.
I will have you know that I don't know if it was in this past year. Yeah, it was in this past year. I think the MyPillow guy used his factories to make some PPE. I think they were actually making masks there, too, which he didn't have to do. Just so you know. Just so you know, Pip, not a completely bad guy. Fight.
Doesn't take away from what he did and how stupid he looks.
well, then you have half the people who think he's fighting the good fight. Anyway, but his pillows do suck. I have several of them. They're not very good.
Well, he's been on Anthony Cumia's show a couple of times. Have been on there, and with the whole thing with Trump's going to be back by August. And it's like, yeah, he's out of his goddamn mind.
Well, the thing is...
He was talking to the wrong Cumia.
Are you trying to, like, counterbalance this guy's stupidity with your own for buying so many of his crappy pillows?
No, I mean, this was before all that nonsense, all of his nonsense came out. Bought these several years. Not, like, now I wouldn't, but everybody's like, oh, the MyPillow. So I fucking tried it. I need a pillow. They're not very good. As far as this guy, he was talking to the wrong Cumia. There's a Cumia brother that'd be happy to entertain all that nonsense. But... But Anthony was not the one. But we'll move on.
No, he picked the wrong brother.
Yeah, Anthony will entertain a lot of nonsense. But even Anthony has his line where he'll go, all right, not for nothing. I don't know if he said it to the guy during the interview. Probably not. But, yeah.
No, he didn't. But he said it today. He's like, he has a goddamn mind.
Of course he is, yes. But anyway, but right now there might be another Kumi brother typing away feverishly how it's all part of the plan. But anyway, I digress. Piers Morgan, broadcaster Piers Morgan, is leaving ITV's Good Morning Britain after it was announced that the show is being investigated amid thousands of complaints regarding his comments about Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex. The United Kingdom's Office of Communications announced it was investigating the show's Monday episode under its harm and offense rules. The office said it received 41,000 complaints about Morgan's remarks following Meghan and Prince Harry's interview with Oprah Winfrey. ITV said Tuesday that following the discussions, Morgan had decided to leave the program. ITV has accepted this decision and has nothing further to add. In a tweet hours after the ITV statement announcement, Morgan seemed to refer to his departure. "Thinking of my late great manager John Ferreter tonight," Morgan said. "He'd have told me to do exactly the same thing." No, he wouldn't. If he was fucking managing, he'd want to cut the money, stupid. What are you fucking talking about? Anyway, Morgan, who was notably critical of Meghan on Monday, said he was sickened, I say, by the couple's interview and called it a trash-a-thon of the monarchy. A trash-a-thon of the monarchy. Have you no decency? He criticized Meghan and Harry for dropping a race bombshell, but not during a football game at least, regarding an alleged conversation in which a family member questioned how dark their children's skin would be. He also implied that he didn't believe Meghan when she described having suicidal thoughts. "I don't believe a word she says. So what if she's cutting herself? She's testing out the new Ginsu knives. I wouldn't believe it if she read me a weather report. And the fact that she fired up this onslaught against our royal family, I think it's contemptible. Now let's take over a continent, motherfuckers." Tiffany Connor.
The funny thing is, it's like he doesn't believe it. I don't believe when the weather people read the weather report.
That's exactly right, really. I mean, I trust Meghan more than I fucking trust Lloyd Lindsey Young Jr. All right, but that's another thing.
It was going to be 60 and nice today. It's freezing my balls off today.
No? Well, you shouldn't get your news from Meghan. What do you want me to tell you, Joe? Tiffany Connor said she filed one of the 41,000 complaints after seeing Morgan's comments on Meghan's mental health from Monday's show. In her complaint, which she shared with NBC News, Connor wrote that Morgan's comments perpetuate the stigma of mental illness and is a direct conflict with ITV's campaign to promote mental health conversations. So you're going against the bosses there. You're going against it. Good job, Pierce. Connor is training to become a cognitive all right, she's a survivor. Who the fuck gives a shit about her? "I guess I felt a duty with what I've lived through." I'm not bullying her, but I don't have time for her. And see every day at work to protect others and support people who have been like me. I believe that people can have the power in numbers to make positive change. Or start a hashtag campaign. In other segments, Morgan questioned guests as to whether it was truly racist to question what a mixed race child's skin might look like. Kind of like Joe's like, well, were they a bad slave owner or a good slave owner? Guest Shola, motherfucker.
Those could be questions.
Well, apparently not. Guest Shola Moshe Bamimu, oh my God, on Monday. Oh. Yeah,
does he have a line of watches?
Yeah, exactly.
Help him out. You know you
can. All right.
I know how to pronounce things.
All right, don't get cocky, Mr. Spells a Lot. Called Morgan a disappointment during a heated debate about the monarchy's colonial history and racism. "I wish to God one day you even surprise me," she said. "You constantly use your platform as a wealthy, white, privileged man with power and influence to aggravate and escalate bigoted, sexist, racist, and misogynist attacks on Meghan Markle. Morgan responded by calling her comments race-baiting nonsense. On Tuesday, fellow ITV presenter Alex Beresford confronted Morgan about his commentary on Meghan over the years and called Monday's episode hard to watch. Well, that's why you got to hit the TV on the side. Morgan walked off the Good Morning Britain set as Beresford condemned him. "I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off," Beresford said. "She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but you continue to trash her." Morgan got up from his seat telling Beresford, you can trash me, mate, but not on my show, which is why I'm leaving and it'll just be your show. The conversation continued after the show went to break, with Morgan returning to his seat. Morgan clarified that he did not know her well regarding his prior relationship with Morgan. "All it did was inform me that she's a bit of a streak in her where she cuts people out of her life and moves on," Morgan said. "That's fine, she's entitled to do that, but she's done it to her whole family apart from her mom. We've got her dad coming on now, he's been disowned. She's got a track record of it, which I just find is informative about her personality." The Good Place actor Jamila expressed happiness Tuesday at Morgan's. All right. Yeah, so she got in a fight with him, too. but that was not within this calendar year, within the year, so who the fuck gives a shit? Piers Morgan's comments of Meghan Markle.
The news with Devin. When it all the news you need to hear, or that he's interested in.
Well, no, it doesn't help the story. We know Piers Morgan's an asshole, but he needs to be an asshole from the show date last year to this fucking show date. Those other asshole antics do nothing for me.
It's like it's got to be contemporaneous assholery.
Yes. So they're actually up to 57,000 complaints, which is she made the so that's the record for Avcom. All right. So here's why he's a fool. He caused such a problem. He gets like a record amount of complaints. He goes against his bosses where they're trying to promote mental health awareness and have conversations. Like, oh, you're suicidal. Well, I don't believe you. He goes against that shit. Who is going to defend? Well, they were just merely asking a question about what color the mixed race baby would be. No, just if you're not sure, leave that alone, stupid. Put that in the Auschwitz during a football game folder and don't do it. There are some things it's just not worth going that road. And you know, the fact that he's questioning somebody with suicidal thoughts really makes him a fool in my mind. Out of all the things to question, oh, I don't believe you're going to kill yourself. Here, jump. Let me see. Really stupid? What the fuck is he doing? He should know better. So that's why Piers is my biggest fool. Joe, what do you got?
Mine is Jason Mitchell, arrested for drugs and weapons in Mississippi.
Who's he?
The actor, who appeared in Straight Outta Compton, was fired from Showtime's The Chi amid allegations of misconduct. Fired star of the Showtime series, The Chi, who also featured in the Academy Award-nominated Straight Outta Compton, has been arrested on drugs and weapon charges on the Mississippi coast. Jason Mitchell, who portrayed Brandon Johnson on the cable series' first two seasons, was arrested Wednesday during a traffic stop in Gulfport. Harrison County Sheriff Troy Peterson said in a news release, Mitchell was released later that day after posting a $150,000 bond. Deputies searched Mitchell's SUV and found several not really a big deal things. 2 pounds of marijuana wrapped in separate packages, along with 1,300 dosage units of ecstasy. Guess he was going to one hell of a party. He also found an AK-47 and a Glock 9mm pistol with extended magazines. All right, we get it. You're in trouble. Mitchell, 33, of New Orleans, faces multiple counts, including possession of controlled substances with the intent to distribute and possession of a firearm by a felon. Mitchell achieved critical acclaim and also charges for the road is Easy E in the Straight Out of Compton story about the rise of the rap group in NWA. Apparently, he's a method actor.
Really? Why this guy's a tribute to his craft? Why are you attacking him?
He also claimed for 2017's Mulholland. A third season of The Chi, a drama about life in the South Side of Chicago, is planned without Mitchell, who was fired. Allegations and misconduct. Details have not been revealed about what he was accused of doing, though. Show's creator, Lena Waithe, made multiple mentions of sexual harassment during a syndicated radio show, The Breakfast Club. He's also been dropped from several other projects, including an upcoming Netflix movie, Desperado, amid the allegations. He has previously denied the unspecified allegations and said the Me Too movement has been used as a really ugly weapon against me. Not apparently like the Glock that you had and the pistol.
That's why he's got to carry a weapon.
So my full celebrity.
All right. All right. Well.
Wow.
You know, since the MyPillow guy is allowed, I think Mr. Morgan's probably the weakest of the three that we have in this. I mean, pretty fucking foolish of Morgan. But if we're going to allow the MyPillow guy and Mr. Me Too movement's a weapon against fine fellers like me, I guess Pierce isn't so bad after all. Although I will say, Pierce is so foolish, he got a fucking show in another country. Our country fucking put on hiatus and a presenter fired. That's how foolish Piers Morgan is. So though Pierce is leaving, I am bowing out with Pierce, a fine candidate in any other year. I would say that. But I will bow out.
I think we've used him in past years, haven't we?
Have we?
Have we?
I mean, don't forget, we've been doing this for years. How many years have we been doing this?
I've been doing this for 10. You've been doing this with me for 9, both of you, with me for 9 years.
Yeah, I don't remember using Piers Morgan before, but I mean, he certainly does have a long stretching track record of being a big a-hole, but
always a contender. Always a contender, kids. You know, it's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time till he reaches for the gold. I don't know. Maybe he can rape somebody. Fingers crossed, kids. All right.
Oh my God. So did I just hear the magical words that you bow out?
Like I said, I considered the MyPillow guy. I just didn't know if you guys would count him as a celebrity, but I guess the rules are fluid. I mean, whatever. So then we go, well, what the... So clearly they've harmed themselves. Clearly both people have harmed themselves. So now we have to go, since that's been established, who has done the greater harm to others? That's where you guys have to make your case, as far as I am concerned.
Well, I think that it's clear from the shenanigans going on in our country that somebody who is still spewing the big lie is doing irreparable harm to our country, because we have too many people that are believing this and rioting and going into Capitol building.
Nobody is rioting over the MyPillow guy.
Not the MyPillow guy specifically, but the big lie, yeah.
Not that, but specifically. But I mean, a lot of people in the far right going, this guy's out of his mind. And he's not doing harm with anything. Also, he wasn't carrying weapons. And also, like, the...
Have you tried his pillows? Have you tried his pillows? Don't you say those aren't weapons. I got a crick in my neck.
Well, you know, on the other hand, Lisa in the chat, Lisa Two Eyes, said that they help her with her migraines. So I don't know that's necessarily, the overwhelming opinion.
You know what they also do?
Somebody liked them.
They also help you with a good night's sleep. You need to just firmly place a MyPillow on your face, and you will never wake up. That's what you could do with a MyPillow.
You sleep forever.
So, Pip, your argument is his participation in the big lie, which is very true. But Joe is saying, and I have some sympathy to this, who is listening to them? Like, out of all the characters in the big lie, who said, but the MyPillow guy, now that's the guy I'm going with. Out of all the characters, he said, listen, I'm not listening to Trump. I'm not listening to Rudy. I'm not listening to Senator Ron Johnson. But that guy with the damn fine comfy pillows, that's a mind that we should listen to. So I am sympathetic to that argument there. All right.
Well, I think unless you believe the Dominion lawyers that think that there's $1.3 billion worth of damage done by the MyPillow guy.
All right, Joe, so what's the defense of your guy? Why is your guy... Who?
Well, you got to say, what harm did these cause? What harm could these individuals cause to other people, okay? The MyPillow guy, false narrative, you know. No, people think they're out of his mind. There's a lawsuit against them. But in the reason Jason Mitchell here, you have 2 pounds of marijuana that could lead to illegal drugs being passed on.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Joe, let me ask you a question. When he was caught with the drugs, was he still working? Was he a working actor?
I believe he was, yeah. He had a couple of projects going on.
Okay, so he...
And he was released. One of the projects was on that Netflix movie Desperado we had coming up. And... yeah, and he was released because of the misconduct on that. So he was a working actor.
All right, so this isn't somebody who was an actor and in between projects and trying to do this for a little side hustle. This is a guy who was actively working and decided to do this.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so on the propensity to do damage to the public, 2 pounds of marijuana, that would probably be sold to children or do irreparable harm. Also, 1,300 dosage units of ecstasy. I mean, where do you think that's going? That's going to kids, or you know, or
no, 20. No, no, that's going to a rager with a bunch of fucking MyPillows. That's where that's going, my friend. It's gonna be a fucking party.
That's going right into my morning coffee.
Yeah.
So that's illegal drugs being sent out to the populace, Also, a AK-47 and a Glock 9mm, which can be used. There's a potential of danger there doing to the criminal element that he had. So in there, I gave about four examples why he is more of a dangerous threat to the populace than the MyPillow guy, his rantings of nonsense.
It seems like...
Well, see, now, wait a second. I just want to point out that our category, our milieu, is the biggest fool.
Yes, but it seems like...
I don't think that this
right.
guy's a fool.
And, oh, but I... But
I think MyPillow guy is a jester.
throwing his career away, but we brought up the angle... that he was a danger to people. So on that aspect, that's why I brought that up to counter your allegations of him, the MyPillow guy, being a danger to the population.
I think this guy.
True.
I think Joe's guy had more to lose. When you establish that they're both fools, I think Joe's guy had a lot more to lose. So therefore,
what? The MyPillow.
No, this guy's lost his whole career. This guy's never. MyPillow guy is still running around there. MyPillow guy is still keeping up the good fight. Now, if you could tell me how much MyPillow guy's worth right now, that might change my mind. But he might be worth these billions of dollars. And so, for that reason, and like I said, MyPillow guy was on my radar. But I think there was multiple things this guy did that was stupid. Multiple things.
Yes.
This guy didn't just do one crime. He's like, let's do another and another. And because he was actively working, I would have been more sympathetic if he wasn't working, because actors, entertainers never know when their next gig's going to be, so you get kind of desperate. Mm-hmm. But this guy was actively working. What?
Well, hang on a second. MyPillow guy... Hollywood Reporter noted that his net worth is around $300 million.
Oh, well.
And he's being...
Has he lost it?
He's being sued for $1.3 billion.
Jason Mitchell doesn't have a career, the MyPillow guy still has a career.
All right. We got to move on. We don't know if he's going to lose yet. If we'd known that he was going to lose and he was now bankrupt,
lost money because he's been knocked out of all the big box stores.
But he's also gotten money because
he's still working. He still gets up and goes to work in the morning.
But a lot of these right wingers fucking buy their pillows because of this. So it was very close.
Tired because you get a shit night's sleep with the thing.
it was very close, but I have to give this one to Joe. I have to give this. It was very close. And like I said, Pip, Mr. Pillow Guy was on my radar. I just didn't think he was celebrity enough. But at least that your guy I heard of. I never heard of Joe's guy. All right.
Never heard of Joe's guy, but I wasn't going to argue the celebrity of him just because I hadn't heard of him.
All right. So now we go to Florida. The Florida man, but Florida could be man or woman. I will kick off with Florida. I feel very good about this story. Florida, always very entertaining. A Florida man was mauled by a black leopard, you racist prick, after paying the owner of a private animal sanctuary for a, quote, full contact experience with the rare cat, a report said. Dwight Turner, 50, had to undergo several surgeries from the August 31st attack in an enclosure behind the home of Michael Poggy in the town of Davie, WPLG reported, citing a report from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Committee. Turner had paid $150 to, quote, play with the black leopard and, quote, rub its belly behind Poggy's home. This is something I can see Pip doing this, by the way.
I know this story, okay. And unless I was absolutely sure that he was going to attack me and to the point of many, many rupture wounds and surgery, I would love to rub his belly.
He's a leopard. He's going to attack you. The animal charged Turner once he walked into the enclosure. One of Turner's ears was ripped apart and his scalp was hanging from his head following the attack. He looked like a Mr. Potato Head back when we had Mr. Potato Heads. A photo of Turner obtained by WPLG shows the back of his heavily bandaged head. Poggy, who is a licensed to have the leopard, was charged with allowing full contact with an extremely dangerous animal. He allegedly admitted his wrongdoing to the police, the report said. So here we go. Not only does this guy do something foolish, that In Florida, you're not really a citizen of the state unless you do something foolish. But not only does he do something foolish, he pays for the privilege. He goes, I'm a fool, but I want to pay to be a fucking fool. he wants full contact. He knows this is a wild animal. He doesn't want to be in the enclosure with some protection on just to be near the leopard. He wants full contact, because who doesn't want full contact with a black leopard? And it was black, and you know they were pissed off this summer, especially the panther variety. He thinks, he thinks rubbing a jaguar's belly is going to end well. He's like, no, I have a ways, I'm just going to rub its tum-tum. No, it'll purr, don't worry about me, and I don't like having two ears anyway, so this is going to go good. So there, that is my Florida man. Joe, you are up.
Okay. American Ninja Warrior champ Drew Dressel faces child sex charges 2 weeks after taping new season. American Ninja Warrior Drew Dressel was arrested Tuesday on federal child sex-related charges just after a new season of the reality competition series was taped in St. Louis that prominently features him. NBC Wednesday severed ties with Dressel and pledged to eliminate his appearance from the upcoming season due September 7th. We are shocked and disturbed to learn about the charges against Drew Dressel in the network statement. American Ninja is a family show that inspired countless people, and we will not let the actions of one contestant tarnish the hard work and amazing stories of so many. Moving forward, the American Ninja Warrior brand will sever all ties with Mr. Dressel, including his appearance on future seasons of the show. Dressel of St. Cloud, Florida, was arrested Tuesday and charged with seeking sex with a minor and inducting her to send him sexual explicit images. He appeared in court Tuesday in Florida before his transfer to New Jersey, which is punishment enough. Craig Capitino, U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, said in the statement, Dressel was charged with the manufacture of child pornography, enticement of a minor to travel for illicit sexual conduct, travel with intent to engage in illicit sexual conduct with a minor, and interstate commerce to entice a minor. The criminal complaint says Dressel met the alleged victim, a teen from New Jersey, after the event by numerous contestants from American Ninja Warrior. If convicted, the charges carry a range of maximum prison sentence from 20 years to life in prison. The counts each carry a maximum of a $250,000 fine.
All right. Well, that's a fun story. Out of all the Florida, gross. Out of all the Florida stories, that's what you came up. Ugh, gross. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
All right. It's like, well, I can't use this for Father's Day, the Father's Day story. So here, let's fucking try it now. Jesus Christ. All right. Pip, what do you got for a Florida man or woman?
Okay. Well, I have Florida man.
Okay.
After streaming live video of himself on social media, our pal was arrested by the police because he was wanted. Daytona Beach. A Florida felon wanted for violation of probation was arrested after sheriff's deputies in Volusia County were notified that he was streaming live on Facebook Live, officials said. The live stream showed Timothy Munford, 25, streaming video of himself driving to Southside jet ski and renting a watercraft on Friday. The Facebook video also showed a Daytona Beach Shores public safety officer approach and arrest him. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office said they had been advised that Munford was known to be armed with a handgun with an extended magazine. During a search of Munford's vehicle, investigators found the Silver Taurus G2C handgun. What? Okay.
That's your fucking
brown
story,
chambered.
Stupid. You pronounce it, you run a roll. Good girl.
I know. I got a little confused about the Taurus. I'm like, wait, is that a car? What? Okay, never mind.
No, it was the astrological sign, stupid.
They found the handgun with one round chambered and 24 rounds in an extended magazine. A black Taurus G2C handgun with one round chambered and 23 rounds in an extended magazine, and an extra magazine with 6 rounds, the sheriff's office said in a news release. Investigators also found a bag of powder which tested presumptive positive for fentanyl, 2 bags of marijuana, and cash. Munford was charged with 3 counts of possession of a weapon / ammunition by a convicted felon, trafficking in fentanyl, and possession of narcotics paraphernalia. he's being held without bond. Now, so my contention is this genius is wanted. He's got loaded guns with extra extended magazines in his car, and he live streams himself where he is. Come and get me.
So here are my thoughts on this. When I, the reason we came up with Florida person was because the people of Florida do some uniquely foolish things that only Floridians seem to be able to do, whether it be the bath salts and eating off faces, all sorts of Floridian things. So that's when I, when, that's why last year I said, you know what, we need to have a Florida category. So when
absolutely
I,
we do.
So when I hear, you know, child porn, gross. When I hear streaming crimes, awful and stupid, but we've done that all before. When I hear paying somebody to have a full contact experience with a Jaguar, with a Jaguar, I go, that's fucking Florida. I mean, to me, my story epitomizes the spirit of Florida man like nothing else does. I mean, I don't think it's even close, to be honest. That's something that only happens in fucking Florida.
I saw that story, and I considered it, and now I'm really sorry that I didn't pick that one, because I really love the Florida leopard belly rubbins.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's good, I'm just going to rub his tummy, 150, right? Small bills or big bills, what do you want? Let me just go to the ATM. No, the kids don't need to eat this week. I just want a full contact experience in your backyard with your fucking Jaguar. Nah, it's going to be good. That's Florida.
Was it the leopard? No, was it the leopard that ripped him up?
It's
a difference.
Yeah.
No, really.
You're right. It is a leopard.
Lady, it does.
It is a leopard. It's a black leopard.
Yeah, they're pretty. I want to rub his belly until he puts me in intensive care.
but I mean, honestly, guys. I mean, really, if you think about the category, mine does epitomize what we've come to know and love about Florida.
I'm gonna concede my story because on your story you can't be that fucking stupid.
Well, you can if you live in Florida, Joe. You can.
I actually have to concede too because that is so uniquely Florida stupid. I love it.
No place else do they go. Well, this is gonna be fine. Don't worry. That's Florida.
This won't be a problem.
All right. So let's
take. Speaking of the cat, you know, where does a cat with like its little tummy scratch?
Sure, Joe. What a good idea. And why shouldn't I pay for the privilege to rub the tummy? Why not?
Absolutely.
You know, I listen. I'd pay to lose my ear for any price. Really. Money's no object when it comes to being torn to shreds by a wild animal in some guy's backyard. It's no object.
I gotta see if this wound up in court. I'm suing because my ear was ripped off. You realize you were petting a fucking leopard. And it's not like you were petting Joe Elliott, where it's technically Def Leppard, but it says leopard.
But your honor, it's a black leopard, and I had a Black Lives Matter shirt on. I thought that would make it okay. I thought he would know I was on his side.
No, he ripped into you because leopard lives matter.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And plus, if you want to be around a leopard, go with Def Leppard, because the worst they're going to do is pour some sugar on you, okay?
or rob you blind on a sweatshirt. All right. Let's take our first break. We'll come back with our top two with political and the biggest fool of the year. On the break, we have new music from DJ Nicholas, DJ Combo, and Graffezi with Italy. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. And also, we have Niv with Home, and you can learn more about her at fluttertone.com. So you got Nicholas, Combo, and Graffezi, and Niv. So play that.